The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Zen Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Emperor Wu asks Bodhidharma, "Who is this standing before me?" And Bodhidharma replies, "I don't know." And with that, a really important part of our origin story, of Zen's origin story, emerges. Because in some ways, isn't that what we're looking at this weekend, at Zen's origin story? And there are other origin stories that go back further in time. But this is the one that begins in China, where the Zen tradition, as Chan, called Chan in China, actually began. So a really important story for us. And that I don't know, Bodhidharma's I don't know, resonates throughout the entire Zen tradition and still is echoing today, still is echoing for us in our practice, in our talks, in our understanding. And I found myself struck with the power of that I don't know when I compared it to, well, what would have happened if Bodhidharma had answered the way that Duke Zhi answers a little later in the same koan. So the emperor says, "Who is this standing before me?" And Bodhidharma says, "Well, I'm an embodiment of the great Bodhisattva of compassion, and I've come here from India bearing the mind seal of all the Buddhas and ancestors to China." If he had answered that way, I imagine that Emperor Wu would have been quite happy and said something along the lines of, "Well, glad I asked. Let's build you a temple and a monastery, and I want to hear a lot more about this mind seal. So good to have it here in China where it belongs." But had Bodhidharma answered that way, there would be no Zen tradition. Or what we call the Zen tradition would be very, very different, and I think greatly impoverished. But isn't that what we do when someone asks us who we are? You know, we come up with credentials. We try to place ourselves. We try to say something that maybe impresses the questioner a little bit. This is our natural human impulse, at least in modern societies, or I would even say in post-Paleolithic societies, in societies where there are large numbers of people. And so we want to stand out in some way from the crowd. And so we come up with some kind of identifier. Maybe it's a professional identity. Maybe it refers to our family. Maybe we mention our educational history. Maybe we say something that we feel will make us seem really cool. I've done all those things. But none of them is true. None of them is adequate. Each one of those leaves lots and lots unsaid. And really, each one is misleading. Each one selects out something that hopefully is true enough of us. Not always, but let's say it is, but leaves so much out. And you know, who are we really? And when Bodhidharma hears this question from Emperor Wu, he doesn't go to that place that you and I might go to when asked the same question. Yes, yeah, so who is this? He goes all the way down to answer the way, if he had answered the way that Duke Zhi does later, it would be a little, for me, it would be a little like being asked, "Show me your original face," and then pulling out your driver's license and showing the ID picture on it. No, that's not it. That's just comically inadequate. And really, when I thought of Bodhidharma answering in the words of Duke Zhi, that seemed comically inadequate to me too. But this, I don't know, really takes us someplace. This I don't know is so resonant. It's opens up horizons rather than closing them down. And it throws the whole notion of a self into question. I wanted to say into crisis. And I can see why Emperor Wu is a little unsettled. He's not expecting anything like this. He's never met anyone like this before. And really, who of us has that level of courage and insight to say when we're asked who we are, I don't know. Of course, if you or I did it now, it would just sound like we were copying Bodhidharma and being kind of silly. But to really say it, to say it and really mean it, to be the first to say it, as Bodhidharma seems to be, amazing. Amazing how this not knowing just blows away Emperor Wu's expectations and ideas about what's proper and already we've heard about his having his notions of merit thrown into crisis, and his sense of his own authority. We have started to worry, some of us sometimes, about the rise of autocracy in the US and Europe. No one in China back then worried about the rise of autocracy. They just took it for granted. That's what you got. And you just hoped that you would have a better tempered autocrat rather than an ill-tempered autocrat. And people like Emperor Wu had the power to have someone's hands or head cut off if he didn't like their answer. So Bodhidharma is not playing here. And it's striking that Emperor Wu does not react in anger as he could have. We heard a lot of wonderful stuff from Melissa about how the emperor really was a sincere Buddhist as he understood Buddhism by his lights, and was a vegetarian. Unlikely that he would cut off someone's head, but who knows? When you're dealing with someone who's all powerful in their own realm, most of us, I think, would be more cautious than Bodhidharma. But Bodhidharma just puts it out there. And what he puts out there is something that you can't really put a finger on. What did he mean by, I don't know? What does that say to us about who he really was? What does that say to us about who we really are? And maybe as we sit with those questions, maybe briefly, you might find yourself cycling through all the different selves you've been, the ones you thought you were and the ones that you presented to others, and the gaps between those, and how frequently they changed, and how little you can find to connect ones from a certain number of years ago with the ones you come up with now. Who is this face on the screen, st standing or sitting, rather, before me in two dimensions, asking this question of each of us, who is this one? And what would it mean to say with total conviction, I don't know. Let me leave you with that. Thank you.